This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 15th Republic Day being celebrated amid various programs today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. House of Representatives endorses government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year with majority. Budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2022-23 to be presented at the joint meeting of Federal Parliament today. And European leaders urge Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold direct and serious negotiations with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Now the news in detail. Today is 15th Republic Day. Nepal was declared a republic country in May of 2008, ending 240 years of Shah regime in Nepal. Republic Day is celebrated every year on Jyeshta 15 as per the Nepali calendar. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has wished happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepali brothers and sisters living at home and abroad on the occasion of the 15th Republic Day. In a message of best wishes today, President Bhandari said that Republic Day would encourage all to move in path of achieving prosperity along with social justice by further strengthening national unity. Similarly, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has said that the country is in need of national unity for ensuring prosperous Nepal. Giving a message on the occasion of the Republic Day today, Vice President Poon said, consolidation of nationality, national unity, sovereignty and territorial integrity was the need of the hour. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sherbahadur Dewa has said that common goal of all Nepalese is to advance the country on the path of development and prosperity in a short span of time by fully ensuring people's rights through the means of democratic republican system. Extending best wishes on the occasion of 15th Republic Day today, Prime Minister Dewa has urged all political parties, intellectuals, civil society leaders, business community, the media and the general public to be united for the country's development and prosperity. The annual budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2022-23 is to be presented in the joint session of the Federal Parliament today. As per the constitutional provision, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma will present the budget for the next fiscal year in the joint session of the Parliament today. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma yesterday presented a report of the economic survey of the current fiscal year in the House meeting. The Finance Ministry has said the Finance Minister is presenting the economy service as the government needs to present the report of the current fiscal year before presenting the budget of the new fiscal year. The House of Representatives has concluded the deliberations on the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year. Responding to the lawmakers' concerns in the House meeting during the discussions yesterday, Prime Minister Sherbahadur Dewa called for cooperation from all to strengthen the democratic process. He also thanked the people and stakeholders for making the local level election successful and urged all not to generalize a couple of events during the election and doubt its credibility. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota has taken stock of budget to be presented by the government for the upcoming fiscal year. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma briefed the Speaker on the budget and its priorities at the office of the Speaker in Singhadarbar yesterday. On the occasion, Speaker Sapkota reminded the Finance Minister about other issues relating to the budget of the Federal Parliament. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The leaders of France and Germany have urged Russia's President Vladimir Putin to hold direct and serious negotiations with Ukrainian President. Emmanuel Macron and Olaf Scholz spoke to the Russian President Putin by phone for 80 minutes, according to BBC. The French President and the German Chancellor insisted on immediate ceasefire and a withdrawal of Russian troops. Russia's leader said Moscow was open to resuming dialogue with Kiev. Now football. Spanish club Real Madrid has won this year's UEFA Champions League. Real Madrid Football Club defeated English club Liverpool 1-0 in yesterday's final played in Paris. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping, the headlines once again. 15th Republic Day being celebrated amid various programs today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. House of Representatives endorses the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year with majority. Budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2022-23 to be presented at the joint meeting of the Federal Parliament today. And European leaders urge Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold direct and serious negotiations with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day. And now we would like to take you back to the Army Pavilion in Tudikhel for the special Republic Day program.